Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, February 13, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Little excitement for President Donald Trump's infrastructure plans. Also on our nationwide rundown, a look at how tariffs have impacted solar jobs. And in Wisconsin, the message for Black History Month is a long way to go. Now our top story, President Trump's proposal to revamp the nation's roads and bridges landed with a thud, according to Politico, which reports Democrats chastise the $200 billion federal offer as too small to address the nation's needs. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio sizes it up this way. He said this is not a real infrastructure plan. It is simply another scam, an attempt to sell our nation's infrastructure and create windfall profits for Wall Street while rolling back environmental protections. Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump was right to make improving infrastructure a national priority. Meantime, nearly 10,000 jobs nationwide were lost to the solar industry in 2017, according to a new report released by the Solar Foundation. More on the story from Eric Galatis.
But the group's eighth annual national job census also found that in states where solar is still ramping up, new jobs are on the rise. Ed Gilliland with the foundation says the long-term trend continues to show significant jobs growth.
Solar employs over twice as many people as employed in the coal industry, five times as many as employed in nuclear energy, and almost as many that are employed in natural gas.
The solar workforce has grown by 168% over the past 7 years, from some 93,000 jobs in 2010 to more than 250,000 jobs in 2017. Gilliland says worries about the outcome of a trade case played a significant role in the loss of jobs. Last year, the U.S. International Trade Commission ruled that cheaper solar panels from China were hurting U.S. manufacturers, and in January, the Trump administration levied a 30% tariff on those imports.
According to a U.S. Trade Representative fact sheet, state investment helped increase China's share of worldwide solar cell and panel production from 7% in 2005 to 61% in 2012. Hundreds of Connecticut residents are in Hartford today to speak out against a proposal that would open up coastal waters to oil and gas drilling.
Earlier this year, the Federal Department of the Interior proposed opening 90% of the nation's coastline to drilling. That would include Atlantic waters vital to Connecticut's economy. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which oversees offshore oil leases, has promised the environment would be protected. But according to Martha Klein with the Connecticut Sierra Club, concerns over the risks of spills have generated broad bipartisan opposition to the proposal.
Potentially, we stand to lose billions because of our coastal tourism industry and our fishing industry. And environmentally, it's a terrible concern because of the high risk of accidents.
In 2013, Connecticut's ocean economy contributed almost $4.5 billion to the state's GDP. Supporters of the proposal say it would help ensure the nation's energy independence. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is accepting public comments on the proposal through March the 9th. And the case of disgraced former Michigan State University Dr. Larry Nassar has prompted state lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to look at funding, policy, and structural changes to address the issue of sexual assault on college campuses. Mona Shand explains.
The Progressive Women's Caucus this week laid out three principles they hope will guide the state's approach to sexual assault: prevention, protection, and accountability. Democratic State Representative Erica Geis, the group's vice chair, wants the state to create a Title IX ombudsman who would protect the victims of sexual assault from retaliation.
Our society has systematically failed to listen to and believe victims without also assigning shame, blame, or invalidation. It's past time that the state stood with survivors.
The group also is calling for comprehensive K-12 education on the importance of consent, an increase in spending for services for victims of sexual assault, as well as legislation to remove the statute of limitations in assault cases. Last week, a group of Republican lawmakers introduced a package that would expand mandatory reporters of sexual assault to include coaches and athletic trainers, and to let students confidentially report tips about sexual assaults to law enforcement.
And finally, as Wisconsin celebrates Black History Month, an African-American state senator is calling on Wisconsinites to work together to make progress toward the goal of equality.
LaTanya Johnson, a Milwaukee Democrat, says while celebrating the state's history-making African-Americans this month is important, there is still a long way to go to achieve Dr. Martin Luther King's vision of getting to the mountaintop.
As Wisconsin has some of the worst African-American disparities in the country, we have a long way to go and a lot that must be accomplished.
Many recent surveys have shown Wisconsin to be one of the worst states in the nation for African-Americans. Johnson says there's plenty of work to be done to create opportunities for Black Wisconsinites in terms of family-supporting jobs, better access to child care and health care, and educational opportunities. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.